This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek, and I am in Ocala, Florida.
I am Jamie Jennings, and I am in Solvang, California. But we're way far apart. I'm at Flag Is Up Farms, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 18th, episode 2293, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
And coming up on today's Freestyle Friday edition, Karen Isberg from Kentucky Performance Products is going to help us make our brains bigger and our horses healthier with a little chat about supplements for the senior horse. And then Michael Grace from Tipperary, Ireland, woohoo, is going to stop by and chat a little bit about Highlight, the world's very first laser-powered vertical height measurement device. I feel smarter already. And then Really Bad Ads is going to hit the laugh button really hard. And it'll wrap it all up in a nice, neat little package. Happy Chocolate Cupcake Day, everybody. Ooh. Celebrate with wild abandon.
Ugh. Now you made me hungry again. I hate when they start with the food stuff. So you're out there in California, and you're at Flag Is Up Farm, ready to do what again?
Well, that's what I was going to do my daily Winnie for, was to kind of explain.
I have something for you. You know how we did the history segment with the Chronicle and they went back to the 1930s on Wednesday?
Yes, Abby? It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, I thought we've been around long enough. We should take occasionally a look at today in Hit'em history.
Oh,
so
God.
In Horses in the Morning history on October the 18th of 2011, this is what the description was, and you're going to laugh. Today, Coach Jen leads a discussion with Shauna Koresh on over-treating the pushy horse, plus the European report with Victoria, Horse and Country TV, I miss Victoria, and Glenn's bad hotel experience, and get this, Jamie's family dilemma. Boy, how nothing changes in 9 years.
What on earth did I have a family? I didn't have a family back then. Just had Chad.
Nothing changes. We've been doing this show for almost 10 years, and we're still talking about the same stuff.
Yeah, well, sorry.
And Shauna has her own show now, Equine Clicker 101, which you can find on your Horse Radio Network app or any app store. So it's funny how nothing really changes.
Today on Hit a Mystery, Jamie falls off a horse. Glenn gets run away with by his pony, and yeah. Jen educates us.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently had a bad hotel experience. You know, I was going to actually try and take a clip out of the show, but then I remembered how awful the sound was back then, and it would have just depressed us, so I didn't.
That was, it was like AM radio in the mountains.
It was really bad. All right, Daily Winnie time. Well, my Daily Winnie, of course, is a sum of these.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday to auditors Carol Carter, who we saw just recently, Chantel Williams, Janelle Rhodes, and Kathleen O'Grady. And a very happy birthday to my partner, Jamie. It's her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very happy to be getting older. It's awesome. I don't know what to say. Thanks.
You're welcome. I know birthdays are kind of weird because you're celebrating the fact also, if you want glass half full, you're still here.
I'm still here. You know what? I gotta give a little shout out to my husband. Last year we moved to Oklahoma on my birthday. Like we pulled
in. It's been a year? Yeah.
Yes, it is a year tomorrow, and we pulled in, and I am not kidding you. He did not give me a birthday present. And he spent the last year
a new farm.
Cussing himself because he didn't even get me a card. Okay, not even a card. Farm. Nothing. I know, Glenn, but I came to freaking Oklahoma for him. Okay, the least you could do is give me a farm. So anyway, I just wanted to say, honey, I love you. My husband decided to make up for his errors in his ways last year, and he bought me a car for my birthday. Oh my God.
Like now? Like just bought you a car?
Yes, this week we went and
Mustang,
surprised
one of the new ones
me.
With the 450 powerful engine that you'll.
Yeah, if we're gonna get a Mustang, it's gonna be a different kind of Mustang than a car. But he bought me my like dream car. It's new to me. It's a Beetle convertible, and it's so cute.
Oh, really?
And I love it so much. And I've wanted one forever, forever. And so he surprised me with going to this dealership, and I got to test drive it, and it's so stinking cute. I love it, love it, love it.
Wow. Well, that's cool. You know, I took my driver's test in a Beetle.
Did you?
Yeah, one of the original ones. Now, your Beetle has heat. Mine did not. There was no heat in my Beetle.
You know what's weird? I was talking to my mom on the way. I had to drive to Texas to get a flight here. And she's like, oh, you got a new car? That's great. I used to have a little car, blah, blah, blah. Does yours have AC? I was like, what year is it, Mom? I'm like, geez.
Yeah, ours didn't have AC either. And by the way, they're horrible in the snow. I've spun that thing out so many times in the ice and snow.
Yeah, I don't. It's not a snow vehicle, probably.
It's cute though. We got to get a picture. You need to post a picture of that.
Okay, I'll take a picture. I was pretty mad.
What
I was
color?
Like, I can't believe we didn't get a picture. It's black. Oh. It's black with black interior, and I'm thinking I need to like get a bunch of like magnet cutouts of like yellow dots. It'll be like a little bug. I just want to dress it up. I want to put eyelashes on it. I want to like. I just want to smooch it. I want to put red lips on it. I don't know. Somebody help me. I need to decorate.
Don't drive that in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, unless you have a little white bonnet on, because black car. So.
I'll get a little white bonnet. Perfect. Be my little Amish car, because that makes sense.
Was that your Daily Winnie, or should I play the Daily Winnie?
No, I have a Daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie goes out to all the people I'm going to meet shortly here at Flagstaff Farm. I am doing a... Horse Sense and Healing, which is the clinic for the military and first responders. And Debbie came in here to make sure that I had the computer working, Debbie Laux. And I wanted her to explain a little bit about what we're going to do. Is that okay? Do we have a sec?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hi, Debbie here.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Debbie.
Sorry, you know, I'm so well prepared for this. I didn't know she was going to say that. Hi.
Hi. So what are you up to out there?
Oh my gosh, we're having the best time. We put on these 3-day clinics supposedly for veterans and first responders that are suffering from post-traumatic stress. But I tell you what, the horses do more for the veterans than we do, and the veterans do more for us than we can imagine. So it's pretty cool stuff. We start with scaring them to death, probably, because we tell them by tomorrow they're going to be doing join-ups in the pen, the round pen, with 1,200-pound animals. Most of them have never been around animals, so it's pretty cool.
And so what do you see as a change by the end?
Oh, my gosh. That's the thing that we really discovered, I would say, 10 years ago when we started this. 2010, anyway. We started our first Horse Sense and Healing. It was Discovery Channel who came to us and said, can you work with... We thought, you know... Discovery was going to say, hey, you want to do an animal show? You know,
right.
Makes sense, right? And we said, yeah, we got horses. And they said, what do you do with veterans? And we went, wow, that's cool. We do a lot of things with you know, trauma, domestic abuse, all kinds of things. But it had been a long time since we'd worked with veterans. Dad actually had some experience in college as a first responder to domestic abuse. Families coming back from the Korea War, actually. Military husbands and wives being integrated back in, not very well, by the way. So there was some changing going on with the horses where he went to school at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And so he said, yeah, I can do that. And we did one. And then we said, we got to keep doing these. There's just too many guys out there, you know? So I'd say the change is that there's kind of two, I would say, characters that walk in the door on the first day. One is the person who's really aggressive, quietly aggressive, and think they've got pretty much their world controlled because they have to survive, you know? And it's not working out well for them back in domestic setting, but you know, that's their go-to. And then the other side of the coin is the person who's really gone inside themselves and they're just having trouble dealing with interaction at all. And by the end, the same horse says to the aggressive guy in the round pen, I'm not coming close to you until you get your physiology right and you're trustworthy. And so he has to tone himself out down, either she or he has to tone themselves down, get their heart rates down, get their breathing steady, get their eyes averted, you know, just get out of that aggressive stance. That same horse might say to the person who's inside themselves, who just is not leading out there in the round pen and being what appears to be a safe haven for a horse, you're not going to get a join up until that person starts showing some leadership qualities and being trustworthy themselves in a different way. So the same horse does just magic. And once the guys are all getting their join ups in by Saturday afternoon, and these are people who've not been around horses maybe at all ever, you know, and they think these are fire breathing dragons that, you know, that are maybe going to just take them home. And by the time Sunday rolls around, nobody wants to leave.
You know, there've been a ton of these programs popping up across the country, and I've seen more articles saying now that they've been around a while that they're probably the horse programs for veterans are probably one of the best programs to help them through. It's been now they're showing that these are one of the most effective programs for veterans.
You know why I think people, like, there's another one going on today. Actually, I have a friend who's volunteering and it's a surfing one and it's experiential and it's cool. The guys, you know, different branches of the military get together, which is not usually done, you know, and I love the camaraderie that happens in those things too. But there's something about a flight animal that you have to build trust. We really make these guys work. You know, it really stretches their brains and their bodies during the 3 days. And I think it's that does it, really. I think that's even what sets our equine program apart, but all equine programs have that, I think, in their lexicon, is that horses and physiology go together. And that's what a lot of these veterans are struggling with, is getting control of that physiology, anger, outbursts, you know, emotional control, all those things.
Well, good job. Thanks for joining us this morning and let us know what's going on. And you guys have a great weekend. I hope you help some people.
Thanks for letting me share. Thank you. We will. I promise.
Sounds good.
Here's Jamie.
All right. From that serious note, I have something a little lighter. Are you ready?
Man, she does a better job explaining it than I do.
Yeah,
there
she
we go.
Did a great job.
Perfect. Record that.
Yeah. We'll keep that for future reference when I ask you, what are you doing out there again? We'll just play it back.
Yeah. Just play that.
All right, so let's change gears totally. I asked the auditors this morning what hobbies they have other than horses. And I thought we could go through this and see if you and I, one, have either done these or could do them.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it's going to be no and no. It's 95% of them, to be honest. Okay. So Nikki says yoga. Do I look flexible? No.
I have done a lot of yoga. I think that I probably should do more, but I don't.
Well, you kickbox now, though. So
yes. Yeah. And that's kind of the thing that
that's like moving yoga.
Yes, I don't sit quietly very well, and probably that's a character flaw of mine. Y'all can analyze me later. But yeah, I don't sit still very well, and I don't like calm down very well. Go ahead.
I don't know how we do this show together, actually, because
you are not a yogi.
No, I'm not a yogi. Kayla says, Or Lindsay said salsa dancing, and anybody that knows me knows I have no rhythm at all. So that you probably can do salsa dancing. Me,
No, I took a lesson, and I was there. They were like, "Can you just move off the side?"
Oh, so it's like you're singing. You get kicked out.
It's much like you saw the video of me dancing that I posted in the auditor's room. I'm amazing, but I just can't control it. I can't contain it.
All right. How about this? Kayla said clay shooting. You know, we used to do that when we had our big farm, and I loved clay shooting. You know, do you know what that is? With the shotgun, shoot clay birds.
Pull!
Yeah.
And you shoot it. Yeah.
It's so much fun. Let's see here. Dog sports. Well, we have dogs, but we don't do dog sports. I think. Boxing and jujitsu. Well, Ashley says boxing and jujitsu. Well, you do kickboxing.
I do. I do. Now I have a hobby. I've never had a hobby until now.
Yeah, that's cool. Running. Yeah, not so much, Brenna.
Oh my God.
Neither one of us is going to be.
You know what? If you see me running, you should run too, because I'm being chased. Ooh, it's coming for us.
You apply to the next one now that you're Katniss Everdeen. Carrie says archery, and you're an archer now.
I definitely was an archer for the last 9 months preparing for the Thoroughbred Makeover. I haven't picked one up since, but I hope to. I liked it.
Carrie also says glass etching. I've broken glasses. Does that count? I don't think I've etched any.
That's probably a really nice skill to have, but I
that's a niche hobby right there.
I've never heard anybody say their hobby is glass etching.
I know,
you go,
Carrie. Girl. We want to see evidence. Post it in the auditor room. We want to see some etched glass.
Can you do Zeus into a wine glass? Because that'd be like the greatest.
Oh, that'd be perfect. How about Bonnie says all kinds of art and photography. You know, I used to be half decent at photography in the old days. You know what I was really good at, and Jennifer will vouch for this. I was really good at photographing cemeteries. For some reason, I love photographing.
Oh, that's creepy. Why are you photographing cemeteries, weirdo? Get out of there.
Angles and headstones. And when I was doing that was in Massachusetts, where they have really old cemeteries. So that kind of, I don't know, I kind of like doing it.
Weirdo.
Man, there's something nobody ever knew about me. Amanda says she sews, spins, weaves, and crochets. Yeah, we're never going to be doing any of those, either one of us.
I made a blanket in home ec in eighth grade. Thank you very much. Over, down, up, add one, pull it through two, add one, pull it through two. I still remember.
You made a square.
She made a square.
Come on!
She basically put edges on it, folded it over, and stitched it. You know, I have 5 shirts in my closet right now that need buttons. We have the buttons. We have the thread. I have never put the buttons on the shirts.
That's why they have people that do that. You just take it to the
Jennifer
guy.
Yeah, Jennifer is my people who do that.
Oh.
She actually will do that. She actually sews a little bit. I think if she had a sewing machine, she might do a little more.
Christmas idea. Yeah, sew my pants, woman.
Yeah, that'll go over well. Jillian says, hiking. We do like to hike. Jennifer and I like to hike wherever we go. Anything that gets her out in the woods. You're not so much a hiker, I don't think.
It's kind of like the running thing. Yeah. I'd rather ride.
Chantel also, we know Chantel, she's always posting pictures. She sews, she makes her own clothes, and she just is a disgustingly home ec kind of person.
Yeah.
Cynthia says gardening. I do have a garden, and I spend a lot of time taking care of my garden. So
I have a garden too.
You do? Did you get any vegetables at all this year, by the way? You planted that garden. We didn't hear any results.
I planted the garden and the bugs ate all of my gourd vegetables.
And then vegetables.
Finally, the past like couple weeks, all these tomatoes finally came up. I have like a billion green tomatoes. And then we had a freeze, like a random rare, nobody predicted freeze coming. Now everything is dead. I got nothing out of my garden. I'm going to the grocery store from now on. Sorry. Carry on.
Cynthia also said piano playing and instruments. You know, I have no rhythm, so I don't do either of those. You obviously play guitar. Do you ever get it out anymore?
I played guitar almost every day before Lucas was born. But then once you have, when you have a kid and you go to play guitar, and they're like two, they just grab the strings and like pull on it. And it just got too frustrating. So I probably should pick it back up. But I don't know where my guitar is. It's in all the boxes that we still haven't unpacked.
Wait to the new house and then
exactly
do that. Oh, here's one. Marie, who's been on our cruise with us and is coming back in this year. She's our cruise director. She said drag racing. Well, that's not something I expected. I've never drag raced. Jennifer, where does one go?
Is there like, can I Google drag racing lessons or something?
There's a big drag track up, like one of where they do the big national meets right up the street here in Gainesville. They have a huge track. We've never been to it. We should look at doing that. But Jennifer's brother's
that's
a drag racer.
That's some redneck crap right there, man. Oh, that is some country ass stuff.
And a money pit. Marie says it's a money pit. It is. Jennifer's brother is a drag racer, and he's always blowing engines, and it'd be $5,000, and you know.
When I lived in Kentucky, I went to one of those races, but they just run into each other and the last car running wins. What's that called? I don't know.
Demolition Derby.
Yes. I was like, I'm here and I'm getting more of a redneck just being here. Like, I feel.
It's got an alternate name, too. It's also called Rush Hour Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt dirty, not going to lie.
Yeah,
sorry.
But wouldn't it be fun to put all of us hosts from Horse Radio Network and Cars into a demolition derby?
No, because I have a Beetle
we
now.
We need to go to an amusement park and get in the bumper cars.
Yeah, we do. Claire says...
It's going to be our offsite.
Claire says CrossFit. Well, I mean, yeah, no. How about, let's see here. What other interesting ones do we have? Kayaking. That's not something I do. I don't think you do that either.
I don't get on water anymore.
No, you don't do water.
No boats.
So anything with water is out. Training. Basket weaving. Yep. Nope.
That's not a thing.
Apparently Carol does it. You know, Carol, we met her. We just saw her in Kentucky. She does basket weaving.
Did she really? I want a basket.
Basket weaving and gourd art. Now, that's not something you see every day. Gourd
she
art.
Is making that up. I need proof.
I love Courtney. See, we'll end at Courtney's. We don't have time for all of them. Courtney said, I crochet, bake, and sew like an 80-year-old woman.
At least you own it, girl.
And Courtney, I looked, and she is not an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So, Courtney, we want HRN logo crocheted. I want one of those because that would be great. And then also we need you to bake some cupcakes because it's chocolate cupcake day. So,
and I want some gourd art. I'm totally honest.
You know, that's something that just evaporates eventually, right? Doesn't it just get rotten and go away, your gourd art? Well, I guess it's like pumpkins.
Recycled. Yeah.
It's like pumpkins.
I think they like dry it out. I don't know. It's not a real thing. We're completely speculating. We don't know.
All right. Let's go next. We've had some auditors actually asking questions about feeding and supplementing senior horses. I noticed that this week in the auditor room. And Karen and I did a series a long time ago. It's time to replay this. Karen's from Kentucky Performance Products, our sponsor for today, on supplementing the senior horse. We have part one today and part two next week. And we're going to take a listen to that. We're coming back. We're going to have somebody on from Tipperary, Ireland. So that's going to be cool. And then some really bad ads. All coming up on today's show. Hi, Glenn the Geek here from the Horse Radio Network. And I'm here with Karen from Kentucky Performance Products with a sensible supplementing tip of the week. Karen, this week we're talking about senior horses, and actually this is a two-parter. We're going to talk about senior horses this week that cannot keep weight on, have trouble maintaining weight, and next week we're going to talk about the ones who don't have any trouble keeping weight on. That'd be like me. I don't have any trouble with that at all. So what are we? Why do horses, especially seniors, have trouble maintaining weight?
Well, senior horses are horses that are, 18 years of age or older, and that may change after a while because, we're doing such a good job of keeping our horses healthy these days, but they're just living longer and longer all the time. It used to be you never heard about a 30-year-old horse, and now it's becoming the norm. So it's really important that, we have some ways to keep these horses going and as they get older so that they don't have to just all turn into pasture ornaments. One of the big problems with an older horse that may be losing weight is they have a reduced ability to absorb nutrients from the diet. And that can be caused from, a lifetime of exposure to parasites or just any kind of damaging event to the gastrointestinal tract. And even with the stringent deworming schedules and things we have, there usually still is some damage from parasites. So that's something that may cause a horse to stop losing weight. But also sometimes they'll have less of an appetite. So you need to keep their appetite stimulated. The first thing I want to say is if you have a horse that's losing weight, the first thing you need to do is get your vet involved and get your horse completely checked out. Make sure there isn't some underlying problem for them. that could be fixed medically. And also, you should have a dentist come and check your horse's teeth. We talk to a lot of people on the phone, and most people are really aware of having an equine dentist routinely, but there are some people that have never thought about it. So it's important to get their teeth checked. Sometimes if you have a horse that's losing weight, it's just because they can't chew well enough. And if you get your equine dentist in and they fix those hooks and flatten out any spots where the teeth aren't coming together properly, that will solve your problem.
Okay.
So those are two of the main things you should look at right away, even before you start thinking about supplements. The second thing that you need to do is make sure that your horse is getting enough high-quality fiber. And again, a lot of people, you know, don't understand that a horse needs 1.5 to 2% of their body weight a day in hay. And 1% of that should be in some kind of long-stemmed fiber, either hay or pasture. So if you have a 1,000-pound horse, that's 20 pounds of hay. So 10 pounds of that could be in grass, and 10 pounds of that could be in hay. Well, it wouldn't be 10 pounds in grass. It would be 10 pounds of grass equivalent of dry matter. So that would be a lot of grass. That would be, you know, half a day of grazing on a really good pasture. But you want to be sure that they have plenty of good fiber. That keeps their digestive tract healthy. And it keeps the microorganisms in their digestive tract healthy. And if the digestive tract tissues and microorganisms are healthy, then the horse will be able to absorb the maximum amount from their diet. So something that we always suggest for older horses, besides a hay and some kind of a concentrate, a good senior feed fed at the recommended level would be appropriate. And, of course, electrolytes for senior horses. The other thing that you can do if you have a horse that's losing weight and you've had it checked and you know there's nothing medically wrong is to feed it a high-fat supplement. And it's actually really beneficial to feed a high-fat supplement because it has some soluble fiber in it, which also helps the hindgut to perform better. It has a lot more energy in it than your typical grains, cereal grains, almost 2 times as much, so that you can feed less in a meal and get more energy out of it, which is what you want to do when you have a horse that's hard to keep weight on. You certainly don't want to throw so much grain at him that grain causes grain overload, which can be very damaging to the hindgut and can cause colic and laminitis. So a high-fat product will allow you to feed less so you can keep your meals smaller, and it has more calories per pound so that you can get more energy into your horse.
For example, Karen, what products would we be looking at?
Well, we have two different products that we have as high-fat products. One is Equijoule, which is a high-fat stabilized rice bran. And something that you want to think about when you're looking at a fat supplement is you want to turn around and look at the guaranteed analysis and see how much fat is offered in that product. The Equijoule product is 20% fat, and you have to feed 1 to 2 pounds a day is the recommended dose. It's a rice bran that is balanced for calcium and phosphorus, and rice bran typically is high in phosphorus. And so you wouldn't want to feed it unless there was some kind of a calcium source added to it that balances that calcium and phosphorus ratio so that you don't have any mineral imbalances with it. So that's one that you can feed. That would be for a horse that you just, you know, he was kind of a hard keeper. You wanted to reduce the amount of grain, and you wanted to give him just a nice fat supplement to add some extra energy. We have another product called Endure Extra. Now, this product is 50% fat.
Oh, wow.
And you only have to feed 8 ounces a day. So this product is for your real picky eaters. For horses that, you know, you really need to put the weight on them, this product has a lot of energy in it. It also has some added flax, so you're getting some omega-3s in there. And it also has 1,000 IUs of natural vitamin E, which is very important for horses that are stressed because it helps the immune system. And we put some probiotics in there as well that will, again, help the digestive tract to process the feed better. So if you have a horse that you're really having a lot of trouble with, that's very skinny, or that you're working really hard, or a much older horse that's stressed due to illness, this product is a really nice product for that.
So the two products for with Kentucky Performance Products are EquiJoule and Endure Extra. If you're looking to put weight on your seniors, they're having trouble to keeping weight on, that's one way to do it. You can find all of Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com, and they have an excellent article over there too called Choosing Supplements for Senior Horses That Have Trouble Maintaining Weight. Next week, we'll be back talking about the ones who don't have any trouble maintaining weight and they're going into their senior years and maybe are getting a little too chunky. So we'll talk about those next week. Well, coming to us from Tipperary, Ireland right now is Michael Grace. Hi, Michael.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. That Michael is coming on to talk to us today about a brand new digital measuring device called Heightlight. But first, Michael, I'm a pony guy, and I read here that you're a pony breeder.
Yeah, for sure. I breed Irish sports ponies, so we've bred various for show jumping, eventing, but generally showing. We like our conformation and movements, to be honest, Ken.
Cool. So the Irish sport pony, where did it derive from? What did it start from?
I suppose it originally comes back from your Connemara, your thoroughbred horse, and your Irish draft. So it's probably a smaller version of that originally. But within that, then, a lot of Irish would have been using Welsh ponies as well. So it's a performance animal then at this stage.
Yeah, and you know, they're becoming more and more popular. We're hearing about them more and more over here in the United States too. You must be selling some over here.
Yeah, for sure. Good. I'm glad you are hearing about them.
Well, I have a question about them. What is the demeanor of an Irish? Because I went to Ireland. I was so lucky to go over there and ride an Irish draft. And how does the demeanor of a Irish pony? What is that? Sorry.
An Irish pony would be up to 14'2", 148 centimetres, and it would probably compete at show jumping, working hunter classes, eventing classes, and out hunting.
And are they tough? Are they easy? Because I found the bigger ones to be very amiable, very easy to get along with. But these are still ponies, so what are they like to be around every day?
Ah, super temperament. The Connemara breed and the draft breed would bring a super temperament. And you cross that then with a thoroughbred back along, that gives you your Irish sports horse. And then you come back down to a sports pony. And it has been bred smaller down through the years for that performance and for that versatility, if you like.
Nice. And they must be probably cute as the Dickens.
I like to think so. We also do a lot of showing, as in they'd be bred for conformation and movement. We'd have show classes like working hunter classes, but then you'd have the show hunter class. So from those, we'd be working on 12 hands, 13 hands, 14 hands, 15 hands, and your intermediate class then is up to 15'2".
You know, I know a bunch of drivers that use them as well. I know they're used as driving ponies too and work out pretty well for that.
Not over familiar with it then, to be truthful, but it just shows you the versatility that is in the breed at the moment. And I think it's expanding. I think people like them a lot. And certainly the Connemaras as a breed have definitely traveled worldwide. So this is just an alternative or a byproduct of your Connemara draft thoroughbred cross.
Got it. Okay. So let's move on to your product. It's called Heightlight. What is it and what's it do?
So Heightlight is a brand new way of measuring horses and ponies. So we're all familiar with the stick and the way that you have to stand up beside the horse with your wooden stick or your metal stick. So Heightlight was developed so it's more convenient, it's smaller, it pops up on the withers of the animal and it measures at an angle. It's a laser measure at an angle and it gives you the vertical height.
So one of the things about the stick that's always been, you know, it depends on the ground the horse is on too, right? So if you're on a ground that's a little bit not level or whatever, you can get, I mean, three people can measure a horse with a stick and come up with three different measurements. Does this help that not to happen? Do they have to be standing on a certain, what's the story?
The same rules apply then. The same rules apply. You have to have and measure on level ground. But it is not as, it is for the horse's welfare. You're approaching the animal. You're not approaching the animal with a stick. You're approaching the animal with something small the size of your mobile phone. It's not as, your animal isn't as tense. But yes, you still have to measure on level ground. The same rules apply.
Okay. And I'm looking at the device itself, and you're right. It looks like it's a device that you just set kind of on top of the withers, not that big. It's about a deck of cards, right? Size?
A little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. And you set it on top. There's even an arrow to point where to put it on the withers. So, and then it just shoots the light down at an angle and it gives you the measurement.
It's Pythagoras' theorem. It's Pythagoras' theorem in technology. So we've developed a way of bouncing back the laser off the ground at an angle, and with all the various different maths involved in it and algorithms and that, we're able to now give you the size of the horse or the height. Especially we're giving you the vertical height off the angle.
So do they have to be standing on concrete or mats, or, you know, does dirt work? Does it matter on the surface?
The surface isn't hugely important then. It's just that it's level, but it's not hugely important. Obviously, a harder surface would be better than standing on sand, but it will take the measurement. But obviously, a hard level surface is your ideal surface.
Got it. Okay. So are they for sale now? Where can people get them? Are they available in the United States, around the world? What's the story?
Yeah, we've just launched. We launched at Horse of the Year show in UK, in Birmingham in the UK, and this was our first showing to the public, so we've had a massive response. So we're about to go into production, and our lead time is about 6 weeks. So they're for sale this minute on heightlightstore.com.
And you said, so the lead deal, so would they have them by Christmas if they ordered now, do you think?
Hopefully, yes, okay. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, because this would be a great Christmas gift is the only reason I asked, because it's just something different. I don't know of any others like this.
We are the first. There is no question, we are the first. Nobody else, everything else there is sticks. It was just something that over time, I thought for the conveniency of it, the accuracy of it, and the welfare of the animal. Three things added together. We've now moved from the analog age into the digital age for measuring. But it's similar to measuring people in that. There is nothing else there. If you stand up, you have to stand against the wall to take a measurement. So this is the first handheld laser measuring device that you can take a height basically anywhere. So whether it be a stable or whether it be in a room, in the middle of a room, you can take a measurement from it.
Could you measure jumps? Could you put it on the top rail of a jump and measure the height?
Yeah. But again, it goes back to your surface, Ken, what you asked me earlier. There would be divots possibly on the sand or that. So, yes, accurate, but not within. We're claiming an accuracy of over 3 meters. We're claiming an accuracy of down to two mil.
Oh, okay, got it. 2 millimeters. Cool. Well, that's pretty accurate. It's probably more accurate than me with my stick trying to guess. So.
Or the tape.
Yeah,
you know,
the tape. The tape's even worse.
I'm trying to measure a 17-2 hand horse and I'm 5'2". You know, and you're like, is it level?
And you're trying to put it on your foot and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
Well, heightlightstore.com.
We'll send you a ladder with it, maybe.
Yeah. that's HEIGHT, heightlightstore.com. And do you have a website for the barn, for the breeding operation?
Rathmalen Ponies, RathmalenPonien.
Got it. Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Take care. Why hasn't this been invented yet? It's just one of those things you're going, well, everything else is digital. Why? I don't get it. Now, these are not
cool because you could kind of like follow the progress of a horse grow, you know, like every month you get a very accurate measurement, like with Zara or Stanley, or even, you know, when I got Groot off the a year ago, he was 16 hands and now he's 16.2. But again, that's a 5.2 me, you know, like reaching way up there to get the tape. I'm like, you know, it's a level and then is your toe in the right place? Yeah, this is to be very accurate. And they probably need it really, they probably use it a lot with pony measuring because to compete, they're very strict about
that's
the actual size.
You have to be really on point with that. It's
he
not
probably
cheap,
gets tired
though.
Of people measuring him wrong, and he's like, "No, it's 14.2." Right. See, and he puts it on.
This is 240 pounds, so it's not a cheap little device, but apparently you sell
it's really heavy. 240 pounds, holy
yeah,
cow!
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's 240 euros, I think. And then he started talking about the, you know, the algorithms and or whatever they used to. Theorems to do it.
Pythagorean like, theorem. As yeah, soon as he said that, you were like, got
I was
it.
Out.
I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
I was actually out at that point. I was like, okay, I have no idea what he's talking about. But math was a long time ago, Jamie. Long time ago. Yeah. All right, let's hear about Wintec saddles, and then we're going to do some really bad ads.
Coach Jen here, HRN Chaos Control Officer and host of the Horse Tip Daily Show here on Horse Radio Network. Longtime Horse Radio Network fans know that I'm a big fan of Wintec saddles. I've been riding in them for about 20 years now. Whether I'm eventing, showing in dressage, or fox hunting, or hitting the trail at an endurance competition, I know my saddle fits my horse, and it's going to hold up to the toughest conditions and look great doing it. You may be wondering exactly which saddle do I use for this varied group of disciplines? Well, Wintec makes saddles for every discipline. That's how. I have several. And Wintec doesn't sit on their laurels. 2019 brings even more innovation to the saddle range, so head out to your local tack store and have a sit in one. Or you can contact your favorite online retailer, arrange a test ride, or check them out online at wintecsaddles.us.
I just noticed, Jamie, if you head on over to Horses in the Morning, Carol, who is listening live this morning, posted proof of her gourd art.
Is that on the HRN Auditors page?
No, it's on the Horses in the Morning page, and she does some really fantastic gourd art. It's amazing stuff. Stuff I didn't know you could make gourds look that pretty, to be honest.
I bet she can carve a mean pumpkin.
She probably can. I mean, it's really pretty stuff. So if anybody wants to see that, head on over to the... to the post by others on Horses in the Morning, and you'll find that. Maybe we'll repost it on there so everybody can see the gourd art. It's really good. Good job, Carol. All right, time for some really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for really bad ads. For new listeners, that's the time when our listeners submit some really bad ads, either from Facebook or Craigslist, and we just have a little bit of fun reading them. We usually have a prize, and we do again for this month. And Jennifer made me clean my closet, like, because it was, you couldn't even walk in it anymore. And I found a whole bunch of junk. So you got a box of crap out of my closet for
this. Which is a highly coveted prize for some reason. It is not like the box of crap in my closet, which was where I kept the litter box when we had a cat. This is actual, like, cool swag.
This is cool stuff that people have sent me, sometimes books, sometimes other crap, and I don't want it because, you know, I'm a horse husband and I don't really want it. So it's going to go to you, and if you're the winner. So every entry gets put in for a drawing for the prize, and if you submit one where you actually read the entries yourself and send us a sound file, you get two entries for the prize that month. So box of crap up for bid. And Lorene, who apparently is refusing to Lorene, last couple of weeks, you've sent ads in, you haven't read them yourself. What's up?
She told me she was going to remedy that. Lorene.
But thank you for
Maybe
sending
she's
this
busy.
One.
Maybe she was busy this week.
Wanted horse to ride, $250. Hello, I am looking for a horse that I can ride and take care of, wanting to spend $250. Please let me know what you have. Email is best.
So there is now, so much wrong with this.
So now I'm calling you up, Jamie. Dling, dling, dling.
Hello?
Jamie, I love horses, and I want to ride, and I want to spend $250. Do you have a horse I can ride?
Click. I don't know what else to say. So is that $250 on the price? Is that $250 on a ride? Is that $250 on board? I don't understand. I don't know. What are you looking for? Again, this is one of those that I would go, I just want the number to call. Be like, did anybody call you?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Anybody? Did you get any calls at all? What exactly are you looking for?
Are you trying to lease
and
something?
And then we could help them rewrite the ad so it becomes a constructive call.
We can't help people like that, Glenn. You can't help people like that.
No.
All right, Joy sent in the next one. Joy, my co-host over at Retired Racehorse Radio, and this is on the Morgan Sport Horse page. ISO Morgan Grand National Championship loser gelding. Did your gelding embarrass you at Oklahoma? Did he enjoy the ride, the food, the attention, but did not give a S at all when it was showtime? S was my own editing. Did he laugh at the other horses flagging their tails and stepping high? As you pack him up in the trailer to go home, are you wishing you could just drop him off to some nice Ami lady and get him off your feed bill? Let the sucker do some low-level dressage, win a ribbon or two at local shows, ride trails, and be loved for his mediocre self. If so, I'm that nice amateur lady. I bond strongly with my horse, so probably best situation is for gelding who needs a person and might actually try a little bit harder for the lady who feeds him carrots. Looking for sound, sane, and healthy 15 hands and 5 to 8 is preferred. Green is okay if mind is good. I'm patient and will be working with a talented, kind trainer. Budget $5,000. At least they're going to spend money.
That's a lot of money looking for the loser horse, actually.
Yeah. My budget isn't huge, but my heart is when it comes to my horse. References available. I'm glad she had some money. I thought she was asking for one for free.
I did, but, too. Yeah, it's a clever ad. I give her a reward for having a clever ad. Yeah. Makes
good
me want to sell her my Morgan right now.
You don't have a Morgan.
Oh, okay. Jenny sent in the next one. Walking horses, $2,000. Now, there's a picture of a couple of horses out in the field that looks like they haven't been cleaned up in a while.
It's like a dirt lot.
From a distance. A really fat, painty-looking one and a brown one, or a red one. I can't tell. They're covered in mud.
A painty-looking one? A pinto?
It's a painty-looking one. Walking horses, $2,000. Mare, kid's horse, and gelding good trail horse and broke to buggy.
Broke two buggy.
That's it. That's the entire ad. You want to know anything else? Apparently, you have to call.
And for $2,000, do you get both? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know.
Bless their heart. Ramona Wheeler sent this one in. Ramona,
we haven't heard from her in a while. Hi, Ramona.
I know. I shouldn't have said her last name. Ramona, quarter horse, $500. Oh, hell yeah. It's in Union Grove, Alabama.
I think I gave you this one.
Quarter horse, $500 in Union Grove, Alabama. This is a stud. Oh, God, of course it is.
I just wanted to hear you read this.
Is a stud named Booger. He's about 15.1-ish. I'm thinking he's almost 4. We got him as a rescue to fatten him up, and we have not cut him because he don't act like a stud, and he's a pasture ornament for us. He doesn't have a Coggins. A stall is his safe place. If someone is willing to work with him, he'd do great. You mean if somebody put training into that stud that currently is so afraid of you, it hides in a stall? Oh, my God. Somebody come get Booger, cut him, and rename him, please.
Please rename him.
Geld that. Shh.
There was so much wrong with that ad. When I read it, I went, oh, this is a Jamie ad if I ever saw one.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate
Ramona,
that
was perfect. You win the ad of the day. I haven't even read the rest. That was perfect.
Oh.
Beth sent this one in. It's our trailer of the week. Oh, my God. Look at the date. This is the oldest trailer we've ever had on trailer of the week. Okay, so let me describe. It is one of those rounded front trailers that looks like a chariot. And this time, instead of being open convertible, like your new car, a convertible, it has grating over the top so the animal won't actually jump out. So,
it's like if a trailer was a skeleton, if it was like a breathing animal, you saw all the skin off and everything.
But the thing about this trailer is the year. This is a 1941 antique horse stock trailer. Now, to give everybody an idea who can't count or a math challenged, this is an 80-year-old trailer.
You know, to be fair, it looks better than most of the other trailers. I mean, for 1941, this thing is kind of bringing it. It not is. Gonna lie.
They went $1,200 for it, so we'll have to forgive them for that. But 1941. You know, I recommend that if you're actually going to use it for animals, you might want to check the floor, and you also might want to check the brakes and the axle and the entire underneath where it's all rusted.
How about the fact that your horse could get a leg caught through the skeleton or the bars or something? I mean, that to me is a nightmare. Don't just put like a gal in trouble. Yeah.
He's going to hang himself. Do you see the hitch? That is an old hitch. Do you see the cranky thing on the hitch? That's the way they used to be. Do you see that? It's completely different than the way they are now.
Hey, can I sub a guest in? We have one of our auditors just walked in the room.
Really?
Joanne, yes. Joanne Cutchell just walked in the room. I'm going to give her the gelding paint pony to ride. She's a board member here at Flags Up Farm, and she's also a big time listener of Horses in the Morning. And she just walked in the door, and I think I'm like, hey, come over here, read this. See, here, I'll let you talk to her for a second. Hold on.
I see here Joanne's getting the...
Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Well, I am so excited to see Jamie at work because I listen every day. So now I can see how it really comes together.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. That now you didn't know she was going to throw you under the bus, did you?
No, I didn't.
But you've listened to the show long enough to guess that she probably would.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
So you're a board member there at Flag Is Up?
Yes, I am, and I'm a happy Mustang owner.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. So tell us about your Mustang.
4 years ago, I took the Gentling Wild Horses class, and midway through the class, I called my husband at home at lunchtime and said, what do you think about adopting a Mustang?
He said the car? You know, a Ford?
Well, he's a car collector, so he wouldn't have been surprised at that one. But he said, yes, get it before it's gone.
Wow,
so he lives here on the farm, and we come up here frequently and actually just purchased a home here in March. And so he and I are getting back into horses, and Tucker is our horse. He's named after a car. If you research the collector car, the Tucker, we can't afford the car, but we bought the Mustang. So, but actually, I think the Mustangs cost more than the car by now.
In the long run, probably. So now,
but he's doing polo. He's doing a horse clinic. He's doing a children's clinic. He's doing, what else is he doing?
Horse Sense and Healing.
Yeah, he's a vital member now of the Horse Sense and Healing. He's the calm one.
Joanne, how cool is it? A couple things stuck out to me there. One is your horse lives at Monty Roberts Flag Is Up Farm. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Correct.
Yeah, that's that's cool in itself.
It's called Horse Heaven.
Please tell me you bought one of the little German houses in that town right there.
It's not a little. It's a little house, but it has a 2-stall barn.
Oh, okay, cool. So that's Tucker's coming home?
That's the plan, but so far he keeps being used here. He's a pony horse for the racehorses, too. So he's earning his keep.
Someday you'll get your horse back.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. Were you listening to our show back then, or did that come after that?
Probably, the last 3 or 4 years?
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Apparently, you're supposed to read the next ad, which is paint gelding for $4,000 from Renee in Denver, Colorado.
Okie dokie. Okay, she is advertising a gelding paint pony, $100. It has one blue eye. It's 3 years old, 4 white feet.
I gotta stop her here. Joe, you did not understand that this is in South Carolina, so you have to do it as if you're in South Carolina, okay?
Well, I'm actually going to Memphis in a week. I'm taking the American Queen on the Tennessee River. So I guess I'll be pretty close to South Carolina.
That'd be so much fun. Jennifer and I have always wanted to do the river cruise. That would be fun. Well,
we've done two, and now we're going on a third one. This one's only offered 1 week because it's for the fall color.
Oh, wow. That's so
cool. And it's fabulous. I highly recommend it.
Squirrel. Okay, back to the ad.
Okay, so we're back in South Carolina. Now, this poor little paint pony only has one blue eye, 3 years old, full white feet, but he's really shy. Have only caught him 2 times in the 1 month I've had him. She needs to come out here and take a class on catching your horse. There's no Coggins test. And he has been turned out with 10 other horses, donkeys, and he gets along with each one. $100 firm or trade for a nice goat. The goat will eliminate the weeds, and the poop is a lot smaller to pick up.
That's true. And you know what? If they're willing to train a pony for a goat, you know what kind of pony this is right there.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Joanne. That was fun. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thanks. One of these days, I'm going to make it to one of those makeovers.
Yes, you definitely have to. We'd love to meet
you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. I'll do the next one, but you have to make sure you do pink gelding next after this.
Okay, I will.
Amy sent this one in. Wanted, husband horse in Colorado. I'm looking for a horse, beginner-proof sound, healthy and can handle a heavy person. Nothing fancy. Now, this is the first time in 11 years we've ever had this sentence on all the thousands of ads we've had. This is the first time we've had this sentence. Nothing fancy. Best if not trained to leg cues or leg pressure.
What? Why?
Well,
why
he's a heavy person, and I'm kind of thinking his legs are going to flop, and he's going to be leg flopping everywhere. And in that case, you really don't want the horse reacting to leg pressure. That's my
How guess. Do you have a horse that is beginner proof, bomb proof, that doesn't go when you squeeze it?
Oh, and she would really prefer that it was short, stout would be best. Also needs to stand like a statue for grooming, tacking, etc. Colored breed doesn't matter. And I was really disappointed because I really thought the next sentence would be our budget is $250, but it wasn't.
Oh my God. You know what they need to get is one of the, you know, when you go to those like certain tack stores and there's a giant plastic horse like on the roof or something or out front that they have tack sitting on to like try it out. Yes. They need one of those. That's what they should buy.
Actually, I do have a recommendation for them, and that's a Belgian draft horse would be perfect. They don't care if you kick them. They don't care what weight you are.
Short and stout, Glenn.
Well, they are. Belgian draft horses are really short. They're like usually 15 and a half hands. Perfect for this person. Here I am trying to help really bad ad people.
No soul, Glenn. You're not allowed to have a soul when you read a really bad ad. All right. Our final one today. Is this our last one?
Do pink gelding, $4,000.
Right. Yeah. Pink gelding, $4,000 in Denver, Colorado. Or Colorado, depends on where you're from. Apache is a friendly gelding that is about 100 years old. He does not have papers. He makes funny noises at both ends when he trots. Apache needs to wear shoes on all four of his formerly foundered feet, and his stunning brown face is beginning to turn, well, let's just call it roan. He is 12 hands and is too small for adults to ride. Oh, God, I want him. However, a few major perks. Apache loves kids. He loves when they pat him with the force of a featherweight boxer. He is... He is nonplussed when they giggle so hard they spit out Cheerios on the ground. He loves to eat Cheerios off the ground. He is happy to hold his formerly foundered feet up for extended periods while tiny hands scrape like crazy with a hoof pick at the non-existent dirt in his feet. Apache even loves to walk at a snail's pace, while small humans alternately wiggle like worms and clutch like Velcro to his back. Apache's current group of kids have moved on to bigger things, i.e. horses, so he's in search of a new tribe. If you have a tribe of tiny tots in search of the perfect pony, please give me a call.
This sounds like your kind of... You should be calling this one. But
I want Apache. Come
but
home,
I think
baby.
Apache's a little overpriced, to be honest.
$4,000?
I know. That's what I mean.
Apache is priceless.
Apparently. Okay, well, everything else about Apache is perfect. I love him.
Yeah, I thought 4,000 was a little high too for a foundered 20,000-year-old pony.
Wow, good stuff.
Well, you go have fun doing your healing thing over the weekend, and I hope it goes well and that you help a bunch of people.
Thank you very much. It's a birthday gift to myself to be out here for sure. It's a powerful.
We'll see y'all on Monday.
Oh, I got to hear Chili. That was great.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Spay, neuter, geld. Thank you, buddy.
She's 29 again.
I'm 28.